Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 432.
On Now You Know. As foretold in the prophecy.
So Tesla just hit $420 a share. I'm sure that doesn't have any sort of connotations associated with it at all. It's just a random number that we like to talk about for no reason at all. Now, 420, didn't Tesla hit $420 a share before?
Yeah, back in December 2019, before the stock splits and after Elon's now famous tweet about taking Tesla private at 420. So this has happened before in the prophecy. Sorry Merritt says, you're not going to believe this, but Tesla is now up 69% year to date.
I am rich though, right?
And Elon said it was inevitable. Again, just a random number.
That's all it is. Last Thursday, Elon posted, oh, Gary, how could you do this to me?
So we're talking about outgoing SEC chairman of the SEC, Gary Gensler, who sent a demand letter to Elon stating that he had 48 hours to pay or face charges on numerous counts.
This guy, he's so funny.
Now, Elon's lawyer, Alex Spiro, responded saying, these tactics and misguided scheme will not intimidate us. So basically, go f*** yourself, Gary. So Gary has four more weeks left as the chairman of the SEC.
Oh, how sad.
And Simon Unleashed said, a settlement demand for what? And Elon said, asked Grok to draw a picture of Gary Gensler. Very flattering, I think.
Hey, a big thank you to Climate Exchange for sponsoring this video.
Climate Exchange wants to help one lucky person plug into the holiday spirit this year.
And they're doing just that with their 9th annual EV raffle, where you have the chance to win the most exciting EVs on the market.
Better yet, Climate Exchange wants to alleviate your stress over holiday gift shipping delays.
So when you buy a ticket for the 9th annual EV raffle, you'll immediately receive it in an email and a text message, meaning it will arrive in time for all of your holiday gatherings.
But that's not all. They're doubling the excitement of your gift with their early bird prize.
So any tickets purchased before the end of 2024 will be entered into their bonus early bird drawing for $10,000 on January 3rd of 2025.
All tickets will still be entered into the grand prize drawing on February 28th for the chance to win your dream EV with all the bells and whistles you can imagine.
And the best part? Not only do they pay up to $120,000 for the car, but they also take care of all the taxes, up to $60,000. So there's no strings attached when you win.
Plus, they're also giving away two additional cash prizes, $12,500 for the second place winner and $7,500 for the third place winner during their February drawing.
So that means you and your giftees will be all entered into two drawings for four prizes.
And whether you're buying a gift for the Tesla fan in your life or as a treat for yourself, you can feel good knowing that your purchase is going to an important cause.
Climate Exchange is a nonprofit working to create a livable future by helping states fight climate change.
So sit back and start dreaming about the Yule log and Santa mode you'll be enjoying in your new Tesla next holiday season if you're the Climate Exchange grand prize winner.
Enter today at carbonraffle.org/NYK. So former Tesla board member Steve Jurvetson visited Giga Texas and said, just past the fork in the road at the Giga Texas factory, Proofrock 3 tunneled under the highway to emerge inside the building, a first. As trucks roll off the assembly line, they will take this tunnel to final testing, warehousing, and shipping without traveling on public roads. Teslas will be able to do all this autonomously. The exit will look like a big Cybertruck with vehicles streaming out of its front.
And if you're wondering what the big deal is adding a tunnel to Giga Texas, American Citizen asked, how does the Proofrock 3 tunnel improve efficiency at Tesla's Gigafactory, Texas?
And Steve Jurvetson said, for all the reasons you see in the replies here, plus avoiding up to 200 cracked windshields per week driving the short distance on public highway. Nuts. I didn't know they broke that many windshields.
My poor car, what did you do to it?
Is it because they're driving near the Gigafactory and there's like a lot of construction vehicles that drop a whole bunch of rocks on the road?
Maybe.
Maybe we should be a little concerned about that.
Yeah. So Tesla has officially opened their new $375 million lithium refinery in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Tesla North America posted, this week we fed raw materials through our kiln of our lithium refinery outside of Corpus Christi, Texas for the very first time. Increasing lithium refining capacity is critical to a sustainable energy economy.
And if you look carefully, it looks like someone arrived in a cyber cab.
Well, would you look at that?
So when Tesla's lithium refinery reaches full production, it's expected to refine enough lithium for 50 gigawatt hours of batteries.
Now, when did Tesla break ground on their lithium factory?
It was May of 2023, and they had planned to start refining in Q1 of this year, but hey, a couple quarters late ain't bad.
Oh, I am not complaining.
So 50 gigawatt hours, that's about 666,000 Model Ys. That ain't bad either.
Even more cybercabs, though, because they have smaller batteries.
That's true.
Maybe like a million cybercabs. So Kyle Vaught, the former founder and CEO of Cruise Automation, posted this last week. In case it was unclear before, it is clear now. GM are a bunch of dummies.
And Elon responded. Now, wait, Kyle Vaught, you just said he was the founder and the CEO of Cruise Automation, but GM owns Cruise.
Right. And he left a while back. I'm guessing his non-compete or non-disclosure probably meant that this was the date that he couldn't say anything up until.
And so this is what he meant to say when they let him go. So on Tuesday's Cruise business update call, GM admitted that Tesla's end-to-end autonomy approach is the correct strategy.
From the, architecture standpoint, do we have any kind of updated thoughts on pursuing perhaps like an end-to-end AI approach as opposed to, I think, the more rules-based method that Cruise was working on?
Yeah, it's a great question, and that's really where the industry's pivoting. That's, you know, Cruise has already started making headway down that path, and, you know, as I called out, we are moving to a foundation model and end-to-end approach going forward.
So to be clear, Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, is now changing strategies. GM will no longer work on developing a dedicated robo-taxi platform like Cruise. And in my opinion, it is only a matter of time before GM licenses FSD from Tesla.
We asked our patrons which company they thought would license Tesla's full self-driving tech first. We'll share the results later in the show.
And as another data point to show that big auto companies are coming around to the idea that they're going to have to license FSD, this post that BMW posted on X and then deleted, AI driver posted, tried my best to get FSD 13 stuck. It beat me. Austin Powers style. I am speechless.
So BMW had posted very impressive. And then Tesla had posted, hi, BMW, smiley face. And then they deleted their post.
And Elon said, too bad. That was one of their best posts.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
By the way, you can now hop in your Tesla and press the mic button and say hello or hi. And your Tesla will respond hello back.
Oh.
It's part of the Christmas release.
Okay.
So if you have that, go have fun doing it.
Okay.
And you could also say like, hello, BMW. So according to Bloomberg NEF's annual battery price survey, the price of EV battery packs fell to $115 per kilowatt hour in 2024, which is the biggest drop since 2017.
A 20% drop. Look at that. An EV built in 2016 had a battery pack that was more than three times as expensive.
Now, why the big drop in price, you may ask?
Well, three big factors: increased cell production, lower material prices, and more LFP batteries. Those are lithium iron phosphate, which replaces expensive nickel and cobalt with iron. So a bit less energy dense, but a whole lot cheaper.
Now, everyone has talked about for years, right? This magic number for batteries was $100 per kilowatt hour, right? To be able to compete with ICE.
So we're not there yet, I guess.
Actually, we're more than there because this chart is a bit misleading as it includes 343 data points. That includes cars, electric buses, commercial vehicles, and stationary grid scale batteries.
I don't get it.
Well, if we just look at the prices for EV battery packs, Bloomberg says this, prices for battery electric vehicles came in at $97 per kilowatt hour, crossing below the $100 per kilowatt hour threshold for the first time.
All these data points, I mean, I'm assuming they're including all the different car manufacturers.
Right.
So that means that Tesla would probably be below the average.
And the Chinese makers are well below the average. We saw some numbers from BYD that were like $79 a kilowatt hour.
And so that means that just because the average just dropped below $100 per kilowatt hour, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is the first time that any company has achieved that.
Exactly.
And I think that that's why we're seeing so many Model Ys being sold recently. And it's because we've pretty much started to reach cost parity.
So just in time for the holidays, Tesla Mezcal just got restocked last Thursday.
Tesla North America posted, "All I want for Christmas is Tesla Mezcal back in stock. Wish granted."
Our limited release Tesla Mezcal is floral, delicate, and spicy with earthy aromas and hints of lime, green apple, and spice, followed by smoky notes. It finishes with soft tuberose, jasmine, and chamomile. Mouthfeel is balanced yet strong with light bitter notes at the end.
And it's only $450 a bottle.
Wait, this is $450 a bottle?
Well, no, that's Tesla tequila and this is Mezcal. There is a difference, but I'm not pretentious enough to know or to be able to tell you.
Unfortunately, the Copitas for $55 are out of stock. So a new study out from Stanford published in Nature Energy shows that we might not have been testing EV batteries the right way. At least that's what Simona Onori, the senior author of the paper, says. She says, "To our surprise, real driving with frequent acceleration, braking that charges the batteries a bit, stopping to pop into a store and letting the batteries rest for hours at a time helps batteries last longer than we had thought based on industry standard lab tests."
So what the researchers did was to create four different EV discharge profiles. One was the typical constant discharge that they usually use in labs, where you just cycle a battery to charge, discharge over and over and over again.
But the other three were more dynamic tests, more like how EV drivers actually use their batteries. And what they found is that over 2 years after testing 92 commercial lithium-ion batteries using these profiles, the closer the profile matched an actual driving behavior, the longer the battery lasted.
The researchers then used machine learning to try and figure out from all the data why this turned out to be true. So for example, short, fast accelerations in EVs actually slow down battery degradation. And that's kind of the opposite of what many people had assumed for years, that acceleration spikes were battery's worst enemy.
Alex Gesslin, a PhD student in material science and engineering and in computer science at Stanford School of Engineering, explained, "We battery engineers have assumed that cycle aging is much more important than time-induced aging. That's mostly true for commercial EVs like buses and delivery vans that are almost always either in use or being recharged. For consumers using their EVs to get to work, pick up their kids, go to the grocery stores, but mostly not using them or even charging them, time becomes the predominant cause of aging over cycling."
So basically, it looks like there's a sweet spot between time aging and cycle aging, and that's the way most EV drivers use their batteries. So how much more life did this study suggest we EV drivers can expect out of our batteries by driving like EV drivers?
The study suggests that batteries typically can last about a third longer than previously thought.
And that would add several years onto most EV batteries before their state of charge gets too low to be useful. And I mean, think about this. In a Tesla, for instance, the motors are rated for about 1,000,000 miles. Now, the price of batteries has dropped about 90% over the last 15 years, and today makes up about one third of the car's price. But if you buy an EV today and your battery now lasts for, let's say, 15 years, by the time you consider replacing it, it may cost 90% less, making a battery replacement a really attractive option over buying a brand new EV.
Except we're not going to own cars in 15 years.
Well, yeah, exactly. What I think is actually interesting about this is that battery manufacturers have been so focused on cycle aging that they may not have been focused on time aging. And so they could change their battery chemistries to more focus on that, and that may actually lead to a longer lasting battery. So you may remember last month when Jaguar, the Indian owned British car company, released that ad that didn't have a car in it.
Oh, the create exuberant one.
Well, it turns out that they were showing the car at the end. There it is.
What? I don't see anything.
Look closer.
Oh my gosh, it was so create exuberant, I didn't even notice it.
Yep, so that's the Type 00.
Oh, like 007?
No, not really. I think we should mention that this is a concept, and like most concepts, the actual car that will be released will not really look anything like this.
Right. I mean, we've been covering concept cars for years. Tesla is the only car company that actually releases accurate concepts.
So the Type 00 is going to cost a lot.
Yeah, didn't I hear it was going to cost like over $100,000?
Well, it's actually going to cost over
$200,000.
What?
The CEO just claimed that it is going to cost over $200,000.
Who's gonna buy this?
I don't know, because again, this a pink car does not appeal to the typical Jag buyer.
The sort of person who would go away for a weekend with his wife to a hotel, some romantic place, and spend the entire night flirting outrageously with a waitress, and it's okay because he's got a Jag.
Yeah, it seems like they went on a brand 180.
Type 00 is the first physical manifestation of the new Jaguar brand that's influenced by the desire to recapture the essence of Jaguar's original creative conviction.
Right. And I'm not saying that there aren't many different kinds of wealthy people, but
why wouldn't you just sub-brand it if you're going to do that? So, I mean, I get it. If you're Toyota, you create like Lexus, and that appeals to a different car buyer than Toyota Corolla buyers. Mm-hmm. But why not just rebrand this version of Jaguar as something to appeal to a new like millennial group or whatever, whoever you're applying to?
I don't know. Because it's not necessarily that it's in a different price category. I mean, $200,000 is a bit much. If the car weren't pink and the ad weren't woke as f***, I think you might go, oh, of course, the Jag buyers will go for this. But I don't know why they, when they wanted to go EV, this was the way that they did it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's just bizarre.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Tesla has launched a levitating Cybertruck for $250.
And it's already out of stock.
Wow, it's pretty big.
Yeah, 293 grams and over 6 inches long.
How does it have lights if it's floating?
Inductive charging, basically.
Tesla.
Tesla says collector's edition 1 to 24th scale model of the Cybertruck that floats above its base. Leave it motionless or make it rotate with a gentle tap. Features silver-coated detailing across the body as well as functional headlights and taillights.
And Tesla North America said, you spin me right round, Cybertruck, right round. Great idea, Tesla. Release something like this for the holidays. Mm-hmm. But then every single thing they post is out of stock like seconds later.
It's good branding,
I guess. I mean, Owen Sparks says, man, Tesla really knows how to drain our bank accounts, don't they?
So wait, is that a golden Tesla lineup of vehicles?
Yeah, I hadn't been on their site lately. In addition to the levitating Cybertruck and Tesla Mezcal that we already talked about, there's the Tesla Glow Lantern for $110.
And of course, it's now out of stock.
There's the Cybertruck Elevate Backpack for $260.
Okay.
That's still in stock.
All right.
Tesla's 20th anniversary commemorative Speedform set for $250.
And of course, out of stock.
It's constructed from metal alloy with a matte gold finish, and it has the year it was released on the base.
And the model name on the bottom.
Now, I feel like we reported on this already a couple weeks ago. Tesla Charging said Cybertruck can now charge up to 325 kilowatts on select V4 supercharger posts. Rollout in progress.
And Max Zigar, who is the head of supercharging, said the V4 post is capable of charging up to 500 kilowatts on the V4 cabinet coming in 2025 and 325 kilowatts on the existing V3 cabinet. 21 gigawatts! Excited to already start improving charging for Cybertruck.
Okay, but where can you charge that fast?
So here is the list. So it's not a lot of places.
Not many on the East Coast.
But Tesla says that more is coming.
So according to CNEV in China, Tesla made a filing with China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology to measure the energy consumption of the Cybertruck. And today it received an automobile energy consumption label.
So Tesla is trying to get the Cybertruck into the Chinese market?
Looks like it. Why would you bother doing that unless you were?
Because like this is part of the homologation to get it into
the first Chinese market.
But it's not...
It's not the final step.
Not the final step.
I just don't get why Tesla's doing all this work to bring it to China.
Right. I mean, there's 1.5 million people who want it around the world. We don't know exactly, but assumedly there's a crap ton of people who want one in North America. My guess, though, is that every market that Tesla launches Cybertruck, it increases sales for all their other models.
Oh.
Like, you know, the Model Y and the Model 3, because you see a Cybertruck and you go, oh my gosh, what is that? I've seen so many people. I've literally been in a restaurant and people have come in from the parking lot and they're like, silver truck. They're like Googling and I can see it and I'm not going to say anything. But like, they're crazy about it because they need to know. And then, so it's basically like Tesla is selling Tesla billboards.
Mm.
They're actually making money from selling a billboard that drives all around cities and towns. And I think it's a huge brand boost.
That's a really good point.
Totally makes sense for them to start selling it in any numbers in China.
That's a really good point. Speaking of China, looks like right in front of the BYD factory, they were tearing down a Cybertruck.
So there's like 10 guys all taking pictures and opening things and jumping all around.
They couldn't even wait to get it in the factory.
And then they drive it into the factory. Mark Kay on Twitter posted this video from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Now, we've reported that Tesla is selling the non-Foundation Series Cybertruck starting at $79,900, but it looks like there are a few Foundation stragglers left that Tesla are selling as inventory vehicles, including the Tri-Motor Beast for $99,900. So it looks like if you want one like today, they're on some of the lots.
Makes a great Christmas gift.
Remember a few months ago how we reported that Tesla reduced the number of colored wraps for Cybertruck? Mm. Well, on Friday, Tesla has added this on their website.
Customize your Tesla with a vinyl wrap, available in a variety of colors, textures, and patterns. These wraps are made from polyvinyl chloride, making them extra durable, versatile, and removable. Choose between matte, satin, and gloss finishes, hand wash only. So what colors does the drop-down menu offer?
It doesn't offer colors. It lets you choose between the Cybertruck for $4,500 and the 3RY for $4,000. So my guess is that you can have pretty much any color you want now.
Now, before you get too excited, this service is only available at a limited number of locations. Costa Mesa, California, Oceanside, California, Santa Clara, California, West Covina, California, and Seattle, Washington. And it's only available on Model 3 and Model Y vehicles built during model year 2023 and older.
Why? Because the paint has to be new enough?
I'm assuming it's the wrap dimensions.
Oh, things changed a little bit? Did they?
That's my... Well, at least for the Model 3.
Anyway, if you want to learn all about what's going on with Cybertruck, head on over to the Cybertruck Owners Club. They sponsor us here on the show. Thank you so much. And they have all the Cybertruck owners there to help you find out what you need to know.
We just reviewed one of the lightest e-bikes that we have ever reviewed, the Utopia Carbon Pro 1 over on our Now Let's Review channel.
So if you're not into fat tire e-bikes like we are and you want something you can actually lift onto your bike rack or carry up some stairs, this might be the e-bike for you.
But you won't know for sure unless you check out our review on Now Let's Review.
And make sure to subscribe to our Now Let's Review channel so you won't miss videos of the cool stuff that we cover there.
Zach and I have another YouTube channel, Now We Adventure, where we share our e-bike adventures with.
And we have this awesome map in the corner of each video that shows exactly where we are during the entire 20 or 30 mile adventure.
It's a really cool feature, and it makes it easy for you to try some of the places that we travel to.
In our latest video, we explore these giant eggs.
You'll have to go watch the video to find out what they are and where they are.
And we have a dozen videos up on our Now We Adventure channel from our first season.
There are so many cool places.
So many tips.
So many adventures.
All possible because of electric bikes.
We hope to inspire people to go on adventures of their own and experience e-bikes.
So go check out our Now We Adventure channel on YouTube today and subscribe so you don't miss our next adventure.
So it looks like Tesla's ASS, or actually Smart Summon, is being tested in China.
This could really drive increased sales in big cities in Asia when not only ASS arrives, but Banish.
And what's Banish?
That's the opposite. So instead of calling the car to you at the mall entrance after you've done your shopping, you drive up to the mall entrance, get out of the car, and banish your car to go park itself.
So you don't have to, you can just walk into the mall.
Yeah. And for instance, in cities like Seoul, South Korea, it can take an average for drivers of at least half an hour to find parking spaces.
And again, this demonstrates why owning cars is stupid. Parking lots will largely disappear when Cybercab comes, and we'll all wonder why we built so many parking lots, just like we wonder why cities used to be full of pooping horses. So it's been an ongoing story with us here on TTN. The United States Postal Service has a $10 billion program to replace their aging ICE fleet of mail trucks with new electric mail trucks.
The problem is, in our opinion, the USPS pulled some shady shit and contracted with defense contractor Oshkosh, a company that had never made an EV before, to supply the USPS with the new EVs. Well, it turns out, according to the Washington Post, that the USPS has so far only received, wait for it, 93 trucks, far fewer than the 3,000 that were contracted to have been delivered by now.
Yeah, Oshkosh didn't disclose significant manufacturing difficulties for more than a year.
Hey, sir! These trucks are harder to make than we thought.
Yeah, how many have we made by now?
Well, we were supposed to have delivered 3,000 to the post office by now.
And how many have we built?
Let's see, 93?
Okay, so just another 2,907 more to go. I mean, let's knock off, go play some golf. We'll get back on this on Monday.
But it's Wednesday, sir, and the contract is for over 60,000 electric mail trucks.
Wait. So $10 billion for 60,000 trucks. That works out to $166,000 per truck. What? The USPS could have bought Cybertrucks for half that price and saved the taxpayers $5 billion.
Elon agrees with you. He said that is a crazy price per truck. The good news is that President-elect Trump's transition team is considering canceling the contract. So maybe you'll get your wish. If the USPS has to start over and put the contract out to bid, there aren't too many actual EV companies that could deliver that many vehicles, especially not American-made EVs.
If Tesla bid on that contract, and I'm not saying they would, but if they did, they would likely win the contract.
And especially if maybe Optimus was part of the contract. Just replace the postal workers as well. The Postal Service has hired an additional 180,000 postal delivery people. And I don't know about you, but the last time I mailed stuff, it didn't get where it was supposed to go. And Senator Mike Lee said, let's privatize the USPS.
And Elon said, 100%. And Vittorio said, ugliest thing ever built. And that's, of course, about the Oshkosh mail truck, which looks like it drove out of a knockoff Pixar movie. And Elon said, brutal.
And Elon reposted Nick's post, which looks more like the future.
Ooh, mm-hmm. The Robovan.
So maybe they are going to bid on it.
They should. That'd be amazing. So the results from the new Global Alliance EV Driver Survey are in. 23,000 people from 8 countries took part. What did we learn?
One of the biggest takeaways was that less than 1% of EV owners would switch back to gas-powered cars.
Wow, look at that graph. So why did people buy EVs?
Survey said, number one reason, lower operating costs.
And that totally makes sense. I mean, electric cars are vastly cheaper to operate, both fuel and maintenance costs.
But it's also one of the least known facts about EVs. I mean, so many ICE drivers have no idea how much more money EVs save.
I mean, I've talked to people about owning an EV and they're like, so your electric bill went up, huh? And I go, yeah, but I don't spend any money at the gas pump. And they're like, but your electric bill went up. And I went, right, but like less than I would have paid at the gas pump.
So you're saying your electric bill went up, though?
I don't know if it's because you're paying monthly as opposed to exactly when you need gas.
I don't know
either.
It's
insanity. It's a disease.
In the survey, when asked, do you experience any disadvantages with having an EV?
The survey said,
number one reason, there are no disadvantages with having an EV.
And down at the bottom, you can see the coverage of fast chargers is poor. That must be coming from non-Tesla EV owners. And I feel bad for them. But on the same token, I don't. Depends on which EV you bought. And in which countries did drivers respond that they often experience range anxiety?
Number one there was India. Although I should point out that even there, where EV chargers barely exist, they didn't even answer agree. Like, look on that chart. They didn't even get to agree.
Wow. And Germany had the least range anxiety.
Yeah, very interesting. So I thought we should talk about a new EV coming out soon from Toyota. This is the Urban Cruiser SUV. You want to know a little bit about it?
What? No, isn't that just the BZ4X?
No, sir. That is a new Cruiser SUV that looks a lot like the BZ4X.
Oh, okay.
Starts at $44,500.
Oh, okay.
So that's the same price as the Model Y long-range rear-wheel drive. Doesn't qualify for the federal tax credit.
Which means that it costs more than the Model Y rear-wheel drive.
Correct. Okay. It doesn't really matter because it's not going to launch in the U.S. for a while. It's going to first launch in the U.K. in Q3 of next year and then supposedly the rest of Europe.
Okay. And I mean, for that amount of money, it's got to give the Model Y like a run for its money, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's look at the stats
okay.
So you can get the cheap one there, the mm-hmm. the 44.5 one.
Yep.
It's got 49 kilowatt hours in the battery. It's got 106 kilowatts of power and 189 newton meters of torque.
But the Model Y, which in America will cost less, isn't it more powerful than the Toyota?
Yeah, the Model Y long-range rear-wheel drive has 250 kilowatts of power versus Toyota's 106 kilowatts.
So more than double the power?
Yeah.
For a car that costs the same on paper?
I mean, you could pay more and get more power. You could get 135 kilowatts.
But
we don't know the price yet.
But that's on their all-wheel drive version. We have no idea what that one costs. And I'm just going to assume that the all-wheel drive costs at least like $51,000.
Oh, at least.
You just get the Model Y Performance, which has 420 kilowatts of power for $51,490 before the tax incentive, which would put you below the price of the base model.
But you know, on our Investor Club bonus stories this week, we're going to be talking about something else Toyota's working on that you're going to be laughing. You're going to be rolling on the floor. All right, it's time for SpaceX News, and SpaceX has submitted a petition letter to Judge Trevino requesting an election to officially incorporate Starbase, Texas as its own city.
Elon posted, SpaceX HQ will now officially be in the city of Starbase, Texas. So how does this work?
Well, if Judge Trevino agrees, and it looks like he will, then Cameron County, Texas can now hold an election. And if the majority of voters approve Starbase being a city, where that red dot is, it will become a new city in Texas. The Cameron County Courthouse put out a press release on Friday saying that the county will review the petition to make sure it is complete, and then the county will hold a vote. So, quote, once an election is concluded and the canvassing confirmed, the Cameron County Commissioner's Court will confirm and ratify the election.
And then Elon said, look, Mom, I made a city. And then he added his mom in the tweet.
His mom's got to be so proud.
Well, I mean, this is just...
Of what thing would you be most proud of, Elon, though? It's like, most of us, if we made a city, that would be it.
I'm in a city. This is just an Earth city, though.
It's true. The Mars city.
The Mars city is going to be a little more important, I think, but you need the Earth city to make the Mars city. It's kind of an interesting tech tree that the developers have made.
Elon Musk posted 116.
And that is to do with Timor-Leste. Starlink posted, Starlink's high-speed internet is now available in Timor-Leste, marking the 116th country, territory, or market around the world where service is available.
But wait, it's actually 117, because Elon then posted now in Nauru.
It's great. I'm learning so much geography from Starlink because they're connecting all of these teensy little islands that normally would be like, let's run a fiber optic cable all the way down to Nauru. But now you can just get it straight from the satellites. And just in case you were wondering where Nauru is, it's that little red dot. The Solomon Islands are 445 kilometers away. That's 277 miles away. And that's just to the Solomon Islands.
Elon reposted this from Starlink. Starlink Mini is now available in Canada. Easy to order online in minutes. And he went on to say, preparing for Starship 7, and SpaceX said Starship ready for testing ahead of Flight 7. Now, Yassin said, ship version 2 forward flaps on the left versus ship version 1 on the right forward flaps, both images by Starship Gazer.
Elon said, major design improvement, lighter, easier to manufacture, and less susceptible to high heating.
Wow, changes are happening. Elon then posted the 100th rocket landing this year. So Falcon 9 completes our 100th drone ship landing of the year.
And Robin said, I would give so much money to be able to go inside a Starship. And look at these pictures.
Elon said, Starship is gigantic. It's about 120 meters tall today, probably grows another 20 meters over time. And Eric Berger posted, after correctly predicting the non-viability of rocket reuse, ULA is now confidently forecasting that Starship is not a serious rocket. And just so you don't have to read that, can you just give us the highlights?
This is a ULA propulsion systems design engineer at ULA. They just claimed that the Saturn V was a useful launch vehicle and that Starship is not, because Starship requires refuels in space, which he claims are expensive and dangerous.
I think this is career suicide, in my opinion.
Because Elon Musk just posted, this person is extremely dumb.
I was just looking at your resume, and you failed to include that the richest man in the world called you extremely dumb.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving. And does this make a good gift for Christmas or what?
It's perfect gift because when you want to give somebody a gift, you want a gift that they're going to think about you when they use.
And they're going to use it almost every day.
And they're going to use it, I mean, maybe a week, maybe every day, but they're going to be standing there in the mirror thinking about you. If you want, you can also get them 100 blades for free because it's free. You can use our code Now You Know at checkout. And as long as those are in the cart, you'll get them for free.
So get it for your boss.
That's a great idea.
So Tesla has released a new video of Optimus, their humanoid robot, going for a rather difficult walk.
Tesla Optimus posted, "Daily walks help clear your mind."
So we can see that Optimus is walking up and down a mulch-covered hill. This is pretty difficult stuff, and it's doing a great job keeping its balance, even when it's approaching this parking lot here. And you can see its foot slips, but it regains its footing, I mean, very much like how a human would.
And some people will compare Tesla to the work that Boston Dynamics has done, you know, years ago with, say, Atlas, and say, see, Tesla's not so great. Boston Dynamics already accomplished this back in 2016. That's 8 years ago.
Fred Lambert. And we should give credit where credit is due, because Boston Dynamics did develop Atlas 8 years ago, and their robots have been able to do some pretty cool stuff. But even though these two robots may look similar, what Tesla is doing is next level.
And for all the head start that Boston Dynamics had, they were never able to get it to commercial viability. Well, unless you count the Spot dog, which still hasn't done that well.
Yeah, I mean, Boston Dynamics has only sold 1,500 Spot robots since it was released over 4 years ago at a starting price of $74,500.
Boston Dynamics is in the middle of laying off 5% of their workforce because their robots aren't profitable at $74,000 a piece.
And if you look closely, you'll see that unlike Optimus, Boston Dynamics robots don't have hands.
Tesla has hands with 22 degrees of freedom that can catch a tennis ball or move batteries off an assembly line, whereas Boston Dynamics robots can only dance. But maybe they can punch people.
All right, it's time for Going Green.
So most trains you see today are pulled by diesel-electric locomotives.
Now, the cool thing about diesel-electric locomotives is the electric part. Even though you hear a giant diesel engine and you see and smell all that black smoke, it's actually electric motors that are driving the wheels.
The giant diesel engine is actually a generator that powers the electric drivetrain.
So in the US, there are about 24,500 locomotives. And while rail is very efficient, locomotives still burn 2 to 3 gallons of diesel fuel per mile, depending on what the locomotive is hauling.
But what if you could get rid of that giant polluting diesel generator and instead power each of the cars, what Intermotive calls a tug volt?
Right. That's what Intermotive is doing. You may remember we interviewed the CEO of Intermotive, Timothy Lucchini, last year on Disruptive Investing.
What we've decided to do at Intermotive is to electrify individual freight cars. So the rail car itself now has a mobility system and creates a form factor and a vehicle flexibility, kind of like a truck.
The big news from Intermotive today is that they partnered with Carmuse Americas to deploy the world's first independently driven battery electric rail cars in revenue service at their Cedarville, Michigan calcium mine.
So what you're seeing here is their testing of the first tug volt unit's ability to move under load. So pull a loaded traditional rail car and then remotely dump material. Now, rail is already one of the cheapest forms of overland transportation, but Intermotive is planning on making traditional rail, which is a $113 billion industry, even cheaper by powering train cars with electric.
If you want to learn more, check out our interview with Tim over on Disruptive Investing Channel.
So Intermotive completed their Series A funding round of $14.4 million in August and have grown to a team of 50. And what I thought was cool in this video, you can kind of see a pickup truck driving alongside it. They're actually controlling that train with a smartphone. And then you can decouple these. So this could be part of a bigger train with a locomotive. And then you can get to a rail yard or some other place, decouple the car, and then drive it around autonomously. And that's kind of what I love about our job is that we get to meet and interview all these really smart people that are solving problems and then share them with you
before most people have even heard about them. So subscribe to the Disruptive Investing Channel to help us do more of this. So it looks like another country has joined Norway in going from majority ICE car sales to majority EV sales. Denmark.
Skat Ministeriet reports that the Danish Minister of Taxation, Rasmus Stocklund, said the latest figures show that Danes have embraced electric cars to such an extent that it seems that for the first time in Denmark, more electric cars will be sold than petrol and diesel cars in the course of 1 year.
Yeah, last year in Denmark, EVs ended the year with a 42% market share of all cars sold.
In the month of this November, those numbers were up 61% of passenger cars sold in Denmark.
And for the year so far, as of November 30th, just over 50% of all newly bought cars in Denmark were electric.
Now, the funny thing is that only 12% of cars in dealer lots in Denmark are electric, despite the fact that over 50% sold are electric.
I'd like to buy a red electric car, please.
We don't seem to have any red electric ones. How about a red diesel one? We got plenty of those.
Are you from New Jersey?
Hey, listen, buddy, all car dealers are from New Jersey.
So we interviewed the co-founder and CEO of Climatize, Will Wiseman, earlier this year.
He co-founded Climatize as a way for individuals to have access to solar energy projects that are raising funds. Their platform is super easy to use. You can simply go to climatize.earth/NYK.
So the way it works is you go to the Climatize website, you set up an account, and if you choose to invest, you can do so with as little as 10 bucks. There are no investor fees, and this is open to all U.S. bank account holders over the age of 18. You don't need to be a special accredited investor or anything special like that.
You can look through their investment offerings and choose a project you'd like to support.
Investment offerings on their platform have the ability to pay, get this, up to 10% annual target return.
Yes, you heard that right. You can potentially earn up to a 10% annual return, and you're investing your money into solar projects across the United States.
And beyond solar energy projects, Climatize is now offering investors opportunities to fund both energy efficiency projects in the form of heat pump upgrades for buildings and EV charging station projects across the U.S.
Thanks to Climatize for sponsoring the show. Visit climatize.earth/NYK or download the app and use the code NYK023 for a $25 free credit once you complete the onboarding process.
That's right, folks. $25 of free money. Disclaimer, though, we're obviously not financial advisors, and this is not a solicitation to invest. So please consult with a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. All right, it's time for sunspots. So back in November 2019, on Tesla Time News episode 166, we reported on a new solar and battery project that was being proposed by then mayor of LA, Eric Garcetti, to be built in Kern County, California.
We reported that this project was expected to have 400 megawatts of solar, that's 1.2 gigawatt hours of battery, enough juice to power over 283,330 homes.
Fast forward to today, and Tesla Megapack posted now operating Aland 1, a hybrid solar plus Megapack project owned and operated by Aerovon. This is the first project deployed with Tesla's new site-level controls that seamlessly regulate power output to buffer the intermittency of solar and provide a firm resource to the grid. The hybrid configuration allows more solar power to be installed at the site than the interconnection nameplate, while also avoiding costly solar curtailment.
So is the project the same size as what was proposed, or has it been, you know, like watered down over time?
Well, Elan 1 is phase one, and it has 384 megawatts of solar coupled with 150 megawatts or 600 megawatt hours of batteries.
So half the batteries.
Yeah, but wait.
There's more.
Elan 2, which is the second phase, will add another 374 megawatts of solar and another 600 megawatt hours of batteries. So it's actually going to be about twice the solar panels and still the 1.2 gigawatt hours of batteries that were proposed back in 2019.
So this seems to have taken a long time to complete, though. I mean, this was proposed back in 2019.
But to be fair, they didn't break ground until late 2020, and the original company building it, it was called 8 Minute Energy, they got acquired by Aerovon Energy, which might have slowed things down a bit. Elan 2 should be online soon, though. They are scheduling Q1 of 2025.
Now, we originally reported that Mayor Garcetti was saying that this project would power 283,000 homes. So did that turn out to be true?
Well, with 1.2 gigawatt hours of storage and the average household using 30 kilowatt hours, it's more likely that Aland 1 and 2 can support like 40,000 households.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, that's the population of Van Nuys, California, or North Hollywood, or East LA, or Westlake.
Yeah, I mean, those are giant neighborhoods, and that could all be powered by the sun. But, you know, you can get solar on your roof. The only problem usually is all those questions you have, like, who should I hire, and you know, who's going to stay in business, and which solar panels should I use, and oh yeah, which credits can I get?
But don't worry, you can talk to our buddies over at Energy Pal. They are the company that helps you go solar for less. And they do all of this work in answering all of your questions and helping you get lined up with a solar contractor. They do all of this work for free.
Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. Link down below. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them a landscape. Good audio, no music. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
We got two this week. Let's check it out.
All right.
So first, we got this video from Luke.
Wait, is that the Tesla train?
It is the Tesla train. What a nice, comforting video. That was really fun.
That's awesome. All right, what's our second video contributor story?
Next, we got Peter, and he shared these roof racks that he made himself.
And now you know. So, here's the Cybertruck, unwashed, uncleaned. Really don't care about that stuff. Here is the roof racks. So, as you can see, I did all 8 mounts. The same, just copy paste, cutting them out of a 1.5 by 3 box steel. There's the tube, 1/4 inch stainless steel bolt, nothing special right there. And if you're wondering, the only modification you have to do on this, and these are stainless steel bars, well withstand at least 400 pounds on the top. So in here I did I don't know if I could see it by myself, down in here the wire comes through. I made a slight little cutout for it. So there's a little notch in the steel plate at the bottom corner, in order to get that wire to come right through just on the side, and it's right there. So don't plan on sealing it. I may put something in here for water. I don't know. Might just leave it be, screw it. So and then I gotta check the hooks to see if they'll stay in here. I'm pretty sure my standard hook will grab this end, ratchet over to the other side, and be fine for tying down ladders. I'll do the ladders later. I just got to run out to do my beehives for now. So that's about it for now. It's the Cybertruck. That's the new bars for under maybe $200.
Wait, I don't get the wire part.
Yeah, and one of those bays, basically, they allow for power, and that I think is supposed to be for like the light bar.
Oh, so that's version two that he's going to make.
I'm sure.
Or we should go make.
Well, I mean, Tesla's Cybertruck roof bars have been out of stock for a while.
I know. I can see why you made them.
And I think they cost, it's either $400 or $800.
Yeah, they're a lot.
It's like per pair.
And he made more than two, which is great.
It's awesome.
I mean, that's awesome for putting like plywood on there.
I know.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. These are what you get every week. If you go over to Patreon, join us for as little as $1 a month, and then you get all of these Patreon bonus stories that we couldn't squeeze in today's show. So we'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll, which you can be part of if you join us on Patreon. So which auto company do you think will license FSD from Tesla first? It's a long list,
okay,
but maybe you could just sum it up.
So Ford is the clear winner at 60%. It's followed 60%. And I think it's because they adopted NACS first. That makes sense. Followed by BYD at 9%, followed by Rivian and GM with 5% each, and then 3% saying none. So,
wow.
I was expecting a much more balanced list.
I don't think it can be Rivian because Elon said he would only do this with a company that made over 1 million cars. So, sorry, Rivian. I don't think you're getting it. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week.
And Elon said Tesla is absurdly efficient at inference because we're limited by a 200-watt in-car computer and actually can't brute force a solution with several kilowatts of NVIDIA GPUs.
Cruise.
Yeah.
Waymo. Sawyer Merritt said breaking Elon Musk's estimated net worth has just hit an all-time high of $442 billion, making him the first person in history to surpass the $400 billion mark. Elon has founded or co-founded 7 multi-billion dollar companies and is currently the CEO of 6.
And Elon, with his mind blown, he didn't realize he had done that?
Farzad said, if one legacy auto company licenses FSD, they will all license FSD. See NACS. It's inevitable.
Elon said, only companies who make autonomous cars will survive.
Elon then said, government overspending is what causes inflation. If government waste is stopped, there'll be no inflation. Sawyer Merritt says, news. American University's Kogod School of Business has confirmed with their own study that Tesla makes the number one most American-made cars. Tesla dominates the top spots.
Elon said Teslas have the highest amount of American content.
World Statistics says almost 95% of cars' lifetime is spent parked.
Elon says not Teslas once unsupervised FSD starts to happen next year.
Elon then posted Radar. And if you're wondering what that is, X Premium says today we're expanding the rollout of Radar, our real-time trend analysis tool, formerly known as Insights. With Radar, you can be among the first to spot emerging trends as they happen.
Which is funny because Tesla got rid of Radar in their cars. But X is going to have it.
Reuters had the story. Fact check. CNN headline about Musk melting down the Statue of Liberty is fake.
Elon said, no, I definitely melted it down 1,000% using laser eyes from space. And then I reforged it before anyone noticed.
And his sister said, I was there. It was epic. Tim Urban said, writing the Fermi paradox chapter of the book. And man, that topic just never gets old.
Elon says, one of the most fundamental questions.
Then this news story that Elon Musk takes aim at Lockheed Martin's F-35 as part of Trump's efficiency efforts.
And Elon said, absolutely.
Did you know that's a $2 trillion project?
Yes, I did.
With a T?
Yes, I did.
Elon said, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is critical to the evaluation of any AI model.
Elon said, how ironic that the legacy media and experts were predicting that this platform would be the one to go offline.
Yeah, did you see that last week CNN had lower ratings than the Food Channel?
The Food Network?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Elon Musk said Idiocracy is happening sooner than expected. We're talking about the movie. He went on to say legal immigration of talented, hardworking, and honest people will be expedited in this administration.
Elon said Grok can even tell from a photograph which is real or counterfeit money.
Wow. He went on to say, let us know about wasteful government spending and unnecessary regulations. You can DM the Department of Government Efficiency.
That's cool.
Yeah. Tesla said, if you're a parent, you will appreciate the fact that you can connect up to 2 pairs of headphones via Bluetooth to the rear display in your vehicles. Oh, this is something we had talked about wanting like months ago. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Daily Wire posted exclusive weeks before Trump takes office. Biden is racing to auction off unused border wall materials. Video shows trucks hauling wall materials off the border to a government auction site. And you know, they're selling them for $5 each.
But those are like big pieces of steel. They're worth more than $5.
Well, actually, the lieutenant governor of Texas said they're going to buy them all and sell them back to the Trump administration for free.
For free?
Yeah.
Not for $5 each. They're nope. Gonna just take
not
that
hit. Make money on it.
They could make a big. You want some?
We'll set it for 7 months. That would be New Jersey. That New Jersey would do that.
Hey, well, all right, we'll take them for $6, and then we'll pay them. You know, you can buy them back for $6,000 each.
Aaron says you'll soon be able to DM files to other users on X in addition to photos, videos, and GIFs.
Elon said any file transfer should be possible.
This is very interesting.
It's almost like, why are you discriminating by file type?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Greg Price says, breaking, the FBI had 26 confidential human sources at the Capitol on January 6th, including 4 who entered the Capitol building and 13 who entered the restricted area around the Capitol, according to a just-released DOJ Inspector General report.
J.D. Vance said, for those keeping score at home, this was labeled as a dangerous conspiracy theory months ago.
And Elon added, what's the difference between a right-wing conspiracy and reality? About 6 months. Yashar Ali said President Biden commuted the sentence of Rita Crundwell, the woman who embezzled over $53 million from a small Illinois town and spent it on luxury goods, real estate, and a horse breeding business. Crundwell's scheme was the largest municipal embezzlement in U.S. history.
And Elon said influential donors. The awful irony is that a bunch of the money that was stolen probably went to obtaining the pardon.
And Wokeness says $13 million from your taxes to fund an Arabic version of Sesame Street for the Middle East. Doge really has its hands full.
Elon said, it's so insane.
Huge congratulations to Gukesh D, my friend, the new and youngest ever world chess champion at 18. Absolutely incredible.
Elon said, this is cool, but I'm quite certain that chess can be fully solved like checkers.
And Elon said, if we survive another about 8,000 years, that'll be a miracle. He went on to say, everyone, please stop creating fake narratives for war, government, Iran. Jason DeBolt said both Trump and Elon would have been jailed if the Democratic Party had won the presidency, and nobody knows what for. They would find something. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime.
Elon said, yes, many innocent babes who are Democrats don't understand this because they don't understand what has become of the Democratic Party.
Homar's catalog says almost nobody has fully grasped yet what is happening at Tesla. Game, set, match.
Elon said the path to overwhelming victory is clear, but a massive amount of work remains.
Bill McGluin says, Elon, any thoughts on the mass drone sightings off the East Coast?
Elon said, alien spaceships controlled by Iran, obviously.
Mario said, why hasn't Elon been nominated for a Nobel Prize?
Elon says, I don't want any prizes.
Derek says, just in, President Trump is considering a plan to privatize the U.S. Postal Service. I'm all for it. What about you?
Elon said, definitely the right move.
Doge Designer says, Xmail would be cool. Username at x.com.
Elon said, yeah. On the list of things to do.
Nima says, having an x.com email address is the only thing that can stop me from using Gmail.
Elon said, interesting. We need to rethink how messaging, including email, works overall. What? Oh, they're going to change the email system? But I love getting emails and then having the formatting go absolutely nuts because it's like, oh, you sent a reply? We never considered that someone would forward something. CC? Oh, what are we going to do?
Elon said SpaceX is the railroad that will enable millions of opportunities for others on Mars, just like the Union Pacific Railroad did for California.
Aaron Slodoff said setting up factories on the moon and Mars is going to be so fun.
Elon said yes. Adam Ford said, who handpicked all these people to be pardoned? We all know it wasn't Joe, so...
And just so you know, Community Notes did Community Note this one.
Jimmy Carter had more.
Jimmy Carter had more because they were draft dodgers from the Vietnam War. But we know what all those crimes were of the draft dodgers. They dodged the draft. They didn't embezzle money or have child porn on their computers.
Also, we're not done yet. Anyway, Elon said, great question. Check the DNC donor list. All right, it's time for Community Mail Time.
Mortar has been spotting a lot of Rivian Amazon delivery vans recently in Pennsylvania.
Nice. Christopher spotted a cyber cab at the LA Auto Show. Yeah, it's appearing all over the country.
Chris got to go for an indoor test ride in a VW ID. Buzz.
What's an indoor test ride?
Exactly. You've never had them before because they'd be too polluting in a gas car. So now in an electric, you can have an indoor test drive.
Okay. Fabio spotted the Zeekr X EV in Australia.
So this is a Chinese EV.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like one.
Fabio said that it had a good impression in person, so okay. Maybe
it just doesn't look great on film.
Yeah.
Chris shared these pictures of a new electric school bus in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, that the St. Michael's School is using. It's a Thomas Julie C2 with 240 kilometers of range with room for 72 students.
And he said that they're going to be changing over all of their buses to electric pretty soon.
Nice.
So I don't know if you can see this, but Stephen's son is standing next to his Model Y.
Which one's the Model Y?
Apparently, it's the one on the left. But to me, they both look like ice cars.
Where was this?
This was near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, lake effect
snow.
They
get that lake effect snow, and they got absolutely covered with it during Thanksgiving.
Lee spotted this street art in Manhattan. Optimus.
Optimus. And Jason spotted these lit up cars in Chicago, and one of them, of course, was a Cybertruck.
How smart to be Ray's holiday lighting. Perfect job. Igor spotted this GM Bright Drop Amazon delivery van in Arvada, Colorado. Oh, I didn't know that Bright Drops were being used by Amazon, or maybe I did. I thought they're all Rivians. I guess they're, oh, that's right. They're kind of padding their bets now.
But I mean, a GM, BrightDrop, Amazon, that's a mouthful of corporations. Peter went to the opening of this service center in Brno, Czech Republic.
That looks like fun.
Yeah. They had music and DJs and food and an Optimus and Cybertruck.
And Cyberquad.
Yeah.
Sean got these awesome shots of Tesla semis in the Pepsi Fresno plant. Nice undercover work there.
Yeah. Robert spotted this Cybertruck in Langley, British Columbia, Canada.
Is that like a missing wheel cover there?
Yeah.
Harlan spotted this Rivian van in Illinois.
So this one isn't a Amazon van. It's just completely unmarked.
Hmm.
And Chris spotted a VinFast mobile service van. So I didn't know that VinFast had mobile service.
But I mean, that's not an electric vehicle, is it? Or
no,
is it?
That's a Dodge.
Oh, okay.
That's just a regular Dodge van. I mean, it's actually one of the most expensive utility vans to own.
Oh, right, because of the maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, do we have any beautiful superchargers this week?
So just like last week, this isn't a supercharger, but it's another corner of the earth. Max found this amazing charger in Istanbul.
In Turkey?
Yeah.
Wow.
So look at this. It's on a building that is probably predates electricity.
How did they get that mounted there? Congratulations to the electricians.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, when you need a jackhammer to install an EV charger.
All right, so it's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there in the world of supercharging.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Philip from Belgium, but we are on the way from Croatia, where we spent a beautiful month on the sea with our bikes and then making tours around the island. And now we are on the way back to Belgium in Austria. And we are supercharging now in a city in Austria called Graz. It's very well known for its technical university, and they have a beautiful supercharger network here. Not a network, a charging station with a lot of latest generation superchargers. And it's located, this is my car. So it's located in a shopping center. And today we are lucky because there is a market, fresh market, and second-hand market around. So I give this one 9 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Tim in beautiful Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, a couple miles from the Canadian border. I'm here at a Myers, a 8-station 250. And there's also a Myers brand unit, which I think is like a Flow. There's not a bunch here. There's Myers, of course, and pretty much nothing else around. There's a gas station over here if you want to get something to yummy yum on. Other than that, I'm going to have to give this one a 4. I should point out this one, if you're going across the top of the UP, this one, you have to get to Escanaba before you get another charger, and I mean almost any kind of charger. It is in the snow, as we have today. I just made it here with 1% left, so have a great day. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Mark. I am at the Gold Ranch Casino just outside of Reno in Verdi. There's a brand new 21-stall supercharger and one pull through right there. It's right off the Interstate 80. There is a cafe in the casino. It's open 24/7. No, the cafe is only open till 9. Casino is open 24/7. A Jack in the Box, Subway sandwich, also inside an RV park, which is really nice. And I think it said Jack in the Box. It's a really nice area, a good place to walk your dog. Lots of trees, pretty beautiful. And it's, I think I said, right off the interstate, easy to get off and easy to get back on. So I'll give this a 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Hello, Jesse and Zach. Welcome to Supercharger Heaven. We are in Hilden, Germany. It's your supercharging's creme de la creme. Over 40 chargers, Tesla chargers, a nice seed and green bistro, 11 fastnet 300 kilowatt superchargers, almost as far as the eye can see. This is like, you get into here, you see Teslas come and go. This is what the future should look like. There are chargers for stationary, so low voltage for if you are pooling or you work here, you park your car, charge it for 12 hours and you do your thing, come back from work and your car is charged. Or of course, a trip and you just take your pick. Now, I was here last year during the summer holidays and it was stacked, but you didn't have to wait. It's like people come and go, as you know, charging is super fast. I give this supercharging station a 10 out of 10. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. If you want to head over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, we have a map with all the superchargers on it. You can watch other people's reviews or upload your own.
Or both. What do we got for new ones?
We have number 143 in Norway is the 12-stall version 4 in Vega, Norway.
We have an expansion from 20 to 32 stalls in Ulm, Germany.
The 6-stall version 4 in Burstland, Germany.
We have number 520 in California, the 8-stall version 4 in Milpitas, California.
The 8-stall version 4 in Salen, Spain.
Number 79 in Spain is the 8-stall version 4 in Totana, Spain.
Number 181 in Texas is the 12-stall version 4 in Gainesville, Texas.
Number 231 in Canada is the 8-stall version 4 in Brockville, Canada, Ontario.
The 8-stall version 4 in Essen, Germany.
Number 31 in Denmark is the 20-stall version 4 at the VBJ, Denmark.
The 12-stall version 4 in Koblenz, Germany.
Number 30 in Alabama is the 28-stall version 4 in Birmingham.
Number 35 in Wisconsin is the 12-stall version 4 in Madison.
Number 17 in New Hampshire is the 8-stall version 4 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls, a version 3 and 4 in Dublin, Ireland.
Number 106 in Australia is the 4-stall version 4 in Traralgon, Victoria.
Number 89 in New Jersey, number 2,497 in the United States is a 12-stall version 4 in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
So probably next week we'll have 2,500. Number 211 in France is an expansion from 8 to 16 stalls, version 4 in Grenoble, France.
Number 13 in Malaysia is the 4-stall version 4 in Skudai, Malaysia.
There's the 4-stall version 4 on the move in Colne, UK.
Number 170 in the UK is the 4-stall version 4 on the move in Knowsley, Cooper's Lane, UK.
We have the 3-stall version 3 in Zhuzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Chongqing, China.
3-stall in Hefei, China.
The 12-stall version 4 in Dietzmannstried, Germany.
The 10-stall version 4 in Holbolzheim, Germany.
Number 8 in Croatia is the 12-stall version 4 in Jadisparsko, Croatia.
Number 2161 in China is the 3-stall version 3 in Fuxin, China.
And number 238 in Germany, number 1351 in Europe, and 6909 in the world is the 12-stall version 4 in Eschborn, Ginheimer, Germany.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to make it to 7,000 by the end of the year. That'd be pushing it, but
probably early next year where you'll have 7,000 superchargers. And so, hey, why didn't we include the story about Elon buying a $100 million penthouse near Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, well, because it wasn't true. It was an eyeball catcher story. Elon denied it, saying, "I'm not buying or building a house anywhere." I mean, you guys know what's up. You don't need to be distracted from all the amazing real things that are really unfolding every week.
We've done it for 432 weeks, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Now you know.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.